Welcome into the sports page. I'm your host, Paige DeMacos, here with Jake Arians and Hype Train, who's behind the producer mic. I'm trying to get him more involved. So Hype Train has a lot of roles today. He's trying to bring the injury updates, his practice report, and all of the stupid other things that he's going to say. He's going to bring value, and then he's going to bring entertainment. That's what he's here for. Is that correct, Jake?
Yes.
He's here for...
He will bring some stupidity again, I'm sure.
He always does, but it's entertainment value.
It is. He's been right a few times, so I can't say it's all stupid stuff.
Hype Train, how you doing over there?
I'm being attacked.
I don't feel attacked?
I haven't done anything yet to warrant being attacked. If I warrant being attacked, that's fine. I'll admit it.
It's been a few weeks, actually, since you've done anything to be attacked.
I just like it so much,
it's hard not to do.
Well, that's fair.
He has done a few things. I can think of a few things that have happened in the office that warrant just as much hate, but I won't get into those. Otherwise, it would be the anti-Hype Train podcast. But let's start off with we got a couple of Saturday games this week. We got lots of NFLs dominating the whole weekend, and we're kicking things off with a real stinker, Denver at Indianapolis. The Denver Broncos are 2.5-point favorites going on the road to Indianapolis, and I want to pick the Colts. That's all I have to say.
You want to or you're going to?
I want to
because I love the Colts, but I'm not going to.
Me neither. I want to pick them, but I'm not confident.
Here's the deal. Denver's defense is still Denver's defense.
McCown broke
his hand. He was out early. They struggled. I mean, but that defense showed up. Now they were at home. They're on the road. This Colts team plays well. They cannot figure out how to win a game. They got hosed the other day going for two.
Sure did.
Throwing that flag. It probably was a penalty, but still it's kind of hard to throw that. Adam Vinatieri with another phenomenal snow kick.
Kicker love.
The old toe hooker. Everybody's like, no, he missed it. And it comes back in. Awesome. I got the Broncos 21-17. I think they're a little bit better, and the Colts keep finding ways to blow leads and lose games.
Total 40.5 in Vegas. It sounds about right. 2017, Indianapolis will lose that football game. Denver's winning that one. The Saturday games, we got a couple of good ones here. The old Bears and the Lions are playing each other in Detroit. It's always a good one. Always fun to watch in the Motor City. 5.5-point favorites at home, the Detroit Lions. Listen, they are 7-6, and Green Bay is 7-6. And Aaron Rodgers is back. Matthew Stafford just got a big contract. Boy, you better earn that money. You got to win this football game convincingly at home against an inferior football team. You have to.
He did it last week.
Yep.
With a jacked-up hand. He went out there. He earned that money. Threw for 381 yards.
I love Stafford. You know that.
We called it. I mean, it was. I think they're finally going to go away from the running game. They're putting it all on his shoulders.
Galladay's
back. They got three healthy receivers. Air it out. Now, that doesn't mean that they're going to light it up. The Bears' defense has played really good,
and they
played them really good last time they played. I got the Lions winning 24-20 at home on the back of Stafford.
Bears cover the spread. That's all I'm saying.
They're going to run it down their throats.
Yep.
Jordan Howard's going to have another big day.
I think it's close, but I.
I think Stafford makes enough plays to win the game.
Fourth quarter magic for Stafford. I think he's another week healthier, and the Bears just don't have enough offensively to keep up. What you got, Hype Train?
I'm looking at the injury reports for all of us over here, and I find it very funny that Matt Stafford is listed as John Stafford. I know that's his real first name, but he's listed as John Stafford in the injury report.
That is kind of funny. Can I just say how excited I am that I have something to do this Saturday?
Yeah.
I felt empty.
Oh, listen.
Last week. Like, Army-Navy was awesome, but it
doesn't do it enough because you don't have a full day of college
football. No, like, I was like, do I go ride my bike? Do I get golf balls? Like, what am I, this just feels wrong.
Literally, I'm trying to put the brakes on because I know what's coming, the off season, and I'm going to want to kill someone. I hate non-football season. It's the worst. It's coming quick.
I can't believe we're already here.
Both of these games
are awesome Saturday, by the way.
Yeah, we got the best stuff coming up. We got playoffs and all that stuff. It'll keep us juiced for the next month and a half. But, man, oh, man, when college football ends, just that is very sad. But as the Husker fan in the room, I'm looking forward to the next season. L.A. Chargers going on the road to Kansas City. Interesting. Between a half hour ago and now, when I looked at this game, it was a pick 'em. The Chargers are now a 1-point favorite going on the road to Arrowhead. A lot of love for the LA Chargers, a lot of money on the Chargers in the last couple of weeks because they've been playing much better. And Phillip Rivers, the dude, he has been doing stupid things. Keenan Allen looks like he could be one of the best wide receivers in all of football. I mean, this is a fun team to watch offensively, but you and I talk about this going into Arrowhead. It's no joke. And it's going to be, this ain't L.A. This is in California. So, we need a hype train.
Cue the music, brother.
Cue the music. We need a hype
train. This ain't a crazy train. I am buying the hype on the L.A. Chargers. We called it earlier in the year. I said if they were in any other division other than the AFC West, they got a really good chance to win it.
There it is.
Said it 2 weeks ago that I think they're going to win this division. I do not like picking against anybody, against the Chiefs, when anybody's coming to town. But the Chargers' offense, you just talked about, explosive. Keenan Allen, Hunter Henry, Gordon, Eckler. Last week it was the other Williams, not Mike, that they drafted in the first round. Mike's getting back healthy. Yeah. And Rivers is playing out of his mind. Offensive line's playing good enough. And we're not even talking about this defense,
yep,
which has been unbelievable. Turnover machine, getting after the quarterback.
I think it's going to be an ugly day for Kansas City. I'm not going to lie.
I do. I mean, they're playing better since Andy Reid gave up the play calling duties. Nagy's done a great job. I don't think they have enough to hang in there. I got the Chargers 30-24 and a fairly high scoring game. I think there's going to be some turnovers. That Chiefs defense is just gone to.
Yeah, it's not good.
They're awful.
I'm with you. I think the Chargers put up 30 points pretty easily. 30-24. I'm not picking. I'm sorry, Chiefs fans. I know I love you and I give you.
This goes against what I believe, but same. I do look at this matchup and it doesn't.
I just got to go with what I've seen and what I've seen.
And
is
if
that
the weather's
LA Chargers
nasty and it's cold and whatever, Phillip Rivers is a true pro. It's not going to matter. It's not really going to affect them that much.
No, I think they'd score 40 points on that defense if they were playing in L.A.
But very possible.
Very easily. Next game, Miami going into Buffalo. Buffalo is a 3.5-point favorite at home. Just got to give some love to my boy Jay Cutler. Had a nice performance against the New England Patriots on primetime, and I like to dog on him. But that is what people fall in love with, is that version of Cutler that you saw on primetime.
Arm talent, period.
Yep. Super frustrating to watch because you know it's all in the mind that has held that guy back. But they had a big win. The defense looked really good. That was like the first time that defense had been playing with a lead. You saw Ndamukong Suh in that front four look much better than we've seen for a while. That all being said, I'm not expecting Miami to go into Buffalo and win a football game.
I agree. I got the Bills 24-20. It still doesn't make a lot of sense, but that Bills team is solid. They're really good at home. They're finding ways to win. They're playing close games. The defense is playing really well, and I don't think Cutler can play that good 2 weeks in a row, and I don't think he can do it up there in the windy, cold conditions.
No way. I'll tell you, it's not happening. He'll throw like 3 picks this week. Watch.
Yeah, I played in Buffalo, and I didn't get this far in the season, but we played Miami in November, and those dudes were so cold in pregame. There's something to going up there. It's not going to be like it was last week, but it's still going to be cold and windy. Orchard Park is
it's nasty.
The perfect triangle of death for weather. I mean, it just comes off Erie in Ontario, and it meets right there in Orchard Park. I don't think they can go up there and pull it off.
Yeah,
as good as they looked on Monday night.
Yep. Sorry, Miami. I'm not expecting a Cutler performance 2 weeks in a row. Rodgers back. Aaron Rodgers is back. Green Bay is going on the road to play a Carolina team. Uh-oh. We got a hype train moment coming? Let's go.
We have one.
What do we got?
I'm all aboard the Rodgemobile.
I knew
okay?
it. You're driving the hype train
like
usual.
Let me drive it. Can I drive it?
Can I jump in? I'm
sure.
I'm on the same
thing,
brother. I'll let
you
be the conductor.
Let's hit it again. Let's go. where are we going? The playoffs? NFC Championship game? Where do we want to go?
No, I don't think you're going to either, but I think you win this game.
As do I. I think they roll in this game.
I don't know about rolling, but I think they make some plays. I think they win. I got the Packers 30-23. Great win for Carolina last week against the Vikings. Did not see that coming, but I watched a lot of that game. The Vikings made a bunch of mistakes, and the ball just didn't bounce their way. They had one of the touchdown drives. They had 3 face masks in a row on third down that gave first downs to Carolina. They scored a touchdown. Third and short, number 2 rush defense in the league, gives up a 60-yard touchdown. They did stuff that they haven't done all year.
Mm-hmm.
Keenum throws a couple picks, even though he came back and played really well. What I like for Rodgers is 3 healthy receivers. I mean, you can make an argument that the Packers have better weapons than the Vikings, and we love the Vikings' weapons.
Yes.
All 3 of those guys had a big day. Diggs, Thielen, Rudolph all played really well.
Mm-hmm.
They're not Aaron Rodgers.
No.
And his weapons.
No.
I think he comes in, he makes a splash, it's great for the league. I don't think they win all 3 games. I don't think they get in the playoffs or make a run. I think he comes back and has an exciting weekend.
Go ahead, I
think. The Panthers' injury report is pretty bad. They have a lot of people that are hurt this week. You got Shaq Thompson. You got Jonathan Stewart who didn't practice. Julius Peppers, Captain Merlin. I mean, they're just loaded with injuries.
Yeah, they do have a lot of injuries.
You named a bunch of veterans, though, that didn't practice on a Wednesday in December. So if they don't practice today, if they're totally out today, I'm worried. If they're limited today, I'm not worried at all. I mean, that was a really physical game that they played.
Here's my only issue with this game. Everybody and their mother is picking Green Bay to go up to Carolina. Everybody. I mean, the Rodgers train, you got Cowherd on Fox driving the Green Bay to the Super Bowl. It is ridiculous.
That's why we play the music.
It is
ridiculous. It's a hype train
call.
It's
a hype train call. And that watching everybody else go that way makes me so bad want to go the other way. Just because I can see that happening.
I thought the same thing. I just don't like this Carolina team. I haven't all year, but they keep finding weird ways to win.
Cam
is not a superstar. He's not an elite quarterback. Go look at the numbers of his career. He's mediocre.
He had one elite season.
And now they're running this Auburn-style offense, which actually fits him a lot better. I'm not saying Green Bay's defense can do anything about it. It just doesn't make a lot of sense of why they're 8-4. And
I know.
I don't know. I love Aaron Rodgers. Look,
me too.
Look, I get it, guys. You're nervous, but I got one thing to say to you.
Oh God.
Aaron Rodgers. We're good.
Discount, double check.
I thought you were gonna go relax. Yes. Yeah. Listen, I know. You guys know how I feel about Rodge. I mean, he's the best quarterback in the league. He's coming off a serious injury though. And I'm just – this Carolina defense looked pretty good last week.
Third in sacks in the NFL right now. That's Carolina defense.
I'm just saying Green Bay's defense is not good going on the road to play Cam. I'll stick with you guys, but I don't feel good about it. That's the one game that I do not feel good about.
Go against us. You're 0-3 when you've done it on the year. So
I got to – see, that's what I'm saying.
Let it fly. Go ahead. Just one more stat for you.
Go ahead, Hype Train.
By the way, where's our lunch?
It's coming.
Okay, I just wanted to check.
We didn't put a date on it.
I just wanted to check on it.
Relax
over there.
I just wanted to check in on it.
Go ahead, relax, Hype Train.
I'm trying to go double or nothing here sooner or later.
Yeah, Baltimore going on the road to play Cleveland. Baltimore is a 7-point favorite going into Cleveland. Cleveland showed some life last week. I thought they were going to get their first win of the year, let the Pack sneak back in there. They should have gotten that win. You saw DeShone Kizer finally has a little bit of offensive help around him with Josh Gordon, what he's been able to do.
Corey Coleman coming back too. Yep. The last couple weeks has been good. I mean, got two legit.
They got some weapons, but all that being said, they're not going to win this football game against the Baltimore Ravens.
No, that defense is way too good. Yep. And they're bouncing back off a really bad loss to the rivalry in Pittsburgh the other night. What a freaking phenomenal
game
was to watch.
So fun.
I got the Ravens 23-17 on the strength of that defense, but they have three running backs. Both their receivers are healthy. Flacco is playing better. This Browns defense is legit. Now, Greg Williams has done a nice job. I mean, they fly around and make some plays. And they're going to hang in games. We've said that all year. I mean, if you're a Browns fan, you're not going to win a lot of games. You might not win any.
Yeah.
But we said at the beginning of the season, there's a lot to be optimistic for.
For sure. I mean,
you got a lot of young talent. There's guys to like on this team, and they're playing hard. I just don't think they get I don't think they get a win on the season. I don't think they get one this weekend.
Go ahead, Hype Train.
All three of us in the room are high on the talent of the Browns, right?
Yes.
I think that's fair. Did anyone see the comments by Dorsey that was either today or yesterday that the last regime didn't give him any good players? Was something along those lines?
Wow.
Yeah, he said a couple things since taking this job that make me question the fact that they hired him in 48 hours and that he was supposed to be the lead dog for the Giants. Last time I checked, he was unemployed before he got the job. But
not only that,
don't get me wrong, he's legit. And it's a good hire, but
not a good thing to say, though.
Dude, the comments just confused me.
Yeah, I don't know what he's trying to get at there, but that's would not be my choice of words. Next up on the list, one of the bigger point spreads of the weekend, that is the Houston Texans going on the road to play the Jacksonville Jaguars, who are 11.5-point favorites at home. That is one of the top three largest spreads for Jacksonville at home of all time. It's a large spread, which is very interesting. I saw that stat this morning coming out of, like, Vegas Insider or something. Houston, this team we've talked about enough. Jacksonville starting to last week. First and foremost, it's ridiculous that Michael Bennett did not get suspended for what he did.
All three of those guys should have been suspended.
It just totally bush league, absolutely ridiculous. And I'm very, very disappointed in the NFL. Like, very disappointed that wasn't taken care of.
It was bad enough with Gronk and Juju getting the same thing after that. And then nobody gets anything for this game. You had the ability to set a precedent right here.
And they didn't do it.
Set the tone, and you let the Seahawks off again. I mean,
huge joke. All that aside, Jacksonville at home. I'm going to pick the Texans to cover that spread, but Jacksonville is going to win that football game by a touchdown at least.
I agree with you, and here's why. Houston can run the ball.
Yep.
Jacksonville's still giving up some rushing yards. They were great after the Darius trade early. They've given up some rushing yards. I think Houston's going to be able to run it. They're still going to force feed Hopkins. I got the Jags 27-17. They're going to win the game.
Yes.
They're better. They're not giving up a ton.
No, between 7 and 10 points. That's where I have it.
You know, I mean, and you're not really running it on Houston either. So no. They're going to run it. They're going to stop the run. They're going to give up some big plays, I think, in the passing game. But it's, this game comes down to being on Bortles again. He played last week really well and enough made enough plays to win the game and beat a really good Seattle team. He was beat up, but they're still really good. And going on the road, playing, they're playing at home. Bortles made enough plays to win. I think he does it again this week.
I love Bortles, Fournette, and Goodwin all this week in fantasy. Big week for all those guys. What's up, Hype Train?
From the injury report, Robbie Bortles, full participant in practice.
Robbie, they're going full first names on the injury report now.
Robbie Bortles. Dear God, I love that. All right, Cincinnati going on the road to play the Minnesota Vikings. The Vikes are 10.5-point favorites at home. No love for Cincinnati going on the road. Minnesota, listen, if Minnesota can keep up with Philly, they're one game behind them. Philly, obviously we know what happened with Carson Wentz. Their number one goal now is to get home field advantage. Number one goal. Because that team, if they play at home, that is a monster advantage.
And oh, it's huge. Yeah.
I would not pick – I don't care what NFC team is coming into Minnesota. If that defense is healthy, I'm not picking –
You already watched the Rams go up there and
anything. I'm not picking anybody to go into that building and win a football game.
No, because I don't think anybody has the defense left to go up there and stop them, and their defense can stop anybody.
No, exactly right. So this is a huge one. They're going to roll. I put this game at about 30-20 Minnesota.
I got 27-13. I would not want to be the Bengals offense going in this week. The Vikings, like I said, it was a weird week. They went on the road. They were favorites, and they dropped one.
Yep.
They're coming home. I cannot see that happening again. And this Cincinnati team has issues. They got big issues. It's from the top to the bottom. They're talented and bad, and that's not a good combination. Marvin's coaching for his life. I love Marvin. He's a great dude. I think he's been there too long. I think they need to blow up that ship and move on.
They needed to a while ago.
It's ugly. It's going to continue to be ugly. This is not a week I would want to go up to the Vikings. Hell no.
What you got, Hype Train?
I was just going to actually ask that same question that Jake kind of posed. Maybe we save this for the offseason, but what do you do with the Bengals team? Like, there's pieces there that you like, but then it's kind of like you just don't know what to do.
So you have Andy Dalton. You have A.J. Green. You have Joe Mixon. You got three offensive guys that you build around. You got to find Marvin. He's never been able to coach this team to a playoff victory. He's never been able to
keep this.
He's never been able to keep this team out of trouble. This defense has notoriously.
I don't know how much that's him though. Marvin doesn't. He's not the GM. He doesn't have personnel control. I mean, he's coaching the guys that they put on that team, and they keep drafting talented dudes with major pasts.
For sure, and I get that. But at some point, the head coach is responsible for some of the stuff that's happening.
If he's allowed to be,
field.
This is one of those weird organizations that really meddle in what's going on.
Yeah,
I mean that family. It's not a traditional organization where a GM is making personnel stuff and him and the coach are doing it together. They meddle. He has to meet with the family and the organization weekly.
That's weird.
It's not all him. Marvin's a great dude and a really solid coach.
Yeah.
And whoever gets it, it's going to change a whole lot. Because that's what I said from top to bottom. I'm talking ownership through the front office, which is a weird situation down at the coach. But it's time to do something. I don't know that you don't trade some of those stars for pieces. And blow the whole thing up.
Probably have to. Starting with Andy Dalton and potentially AJ Green.
For what you could get for AJ Green?
Absolutely. He's a superstar.
He is. And I'm sure he wants to go to a winner at this point. He's getting frustrated.
Absolutely, and I don't blame him. Not one bit. All right, the biggest point spread of the weekend, the New York Jets going on the road to play the New Orleans Saints. The Saints are 16-point favorites at home. The Jets will be without Josh McCown. One of the most heart-wrenching videos I've ever watched, watching Josh McCown talk about his team, what it means to play with those guys, be in that locker room. I don't know how you don't love a guy like that. I don't know how you don't love a leader like that. You can tell his boys fight for him, and this team is not going to look anywhere near what it looked like without him out there.
No, and I like Bryce Petty, but he's not. McCown has been great this year.
Yes, he has played
really well, and I'm not talking fantasy perspective. I'm talking real-life football.
Absolutely.
He has given them a chance on a not very good roster. They've done a hell of a job coaching, and he's done a hell of a job leading that team and playing quarterback.
Yep.
I don't think this is going to be ugly because that Jets defense is still pretty good, and Todd's really good at taking away what you do best. The problem is the Saints do a lot really good.
They do everything good.
I don't have it that big. I've got 27-17.
Yeah, I was going to say about 10 points.
I think they win – pretty handily. It's tough to go on the road down there, and I think that their defense bounces back with Bryce Petty's probably going to throw a couple picks.
I'm going to go 30-17. I think it's not going to be that close. I think they'll cover 16, but it's going to be an ugly one. All right, Philadelphia going on the road to play the New York Giants. Nick Foles is the starting quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles. That's the biggest storyline heading into this football game. The Eagles are still 7.5-point favorites going on the road, even with Nick Foles as a starting quarterback. That's because Foles has experience. We've watched this guy be successful in the league before. This is an average backup coming in that doesn't know what he's doing. This guy's run a team before. They got a lot of pieces to like. Is he going to be enough to let this team make a major run in the playoffs? I don't think so, but I think they win this football game pretty easily. I'm going to say 27-17.
Okay, I've got 24-13, but I like Foles.
Yeah.
You go back and look, this dude had a phenomenal year in Chip Kelly's offense, and then they moved on. Now, he played for Jeff Fisher after that, which is quarterback death. So I'm not sure you can really point a lot of fingers to what happened when he left. But let's be honest, this is a well-coached team. Good quarterback coach, good offense coordinator, head coach, play caller. They're going to do what Foles does well, and that's based off of the West Coast offense. It's all timing. It's all rhythm. It gets the ball out of your hands quick. They're going to run the ball. They're number two in the league in rushing still. They've got weapons. He just doesn't have to screw it up. He doesn't have to be a game manager, but he didn't have to make any monster plays either.
No. Got the difference a lot of talent there.
Carson Wentz, next to Russell Wilson, makes more plays running around than anybody else in the league. Foles doesn't have to do that. I think they give him a game plan that he can easily execute, especially this week, to get his feet wet. And moving forward, they're still going to be a monster threat. Now, I think they take a step back behind the Rams, the Vikings, and probably the Saints. But they can win any of those games.
For sure.
I like him better than an average backup. I think this is a perfect week for him to go out there and play solid. They run it. The Giants have been giving up a lot on the run. I think they go out there, and I think this defense also steps up. And I'll tell you what I really like about Foles. I love the press conference. There's confidence.
Yeah.
Dude, it's always been his.
He's been a winner as a starter.
His numbers as the starter of the Eagles are actually better than Wentz.
Yeah.
If you go back and look, top to bottom when he was there before.
Unbelievable season.
27 touchdowns and 2 picks, whatever it was that year he started. I still like this team. I definitely like them this week.
Yeah, I definitely like them this week. All right. Last of the morning games, Arizona going on the road to play the Washington Redskins. The Redskins are 4.5-point favorites at home. I want Hype Train to give us an updated injury report because my, both of these teams. Talk about two unlucky teams.
This might have to be another show.
NFC
I'm gonna need like an hour to read all these names. This is as of yesterday, so remember, we're talking about Wednesday here. Budda Baker, Antoine Bethea, Carlos Dansby, Larry Fitzgerald, Martin Morrow, AP, Frosty Rucker, Earl Wofford, all not participating in practice.
Jared Valdir on the IR now, obviously.
And Watford's not going to play.
Yep.
Barring some miracle. All right, so what about the other side? So then you got, as bad, if not worse.
Zach Brown, Morgan Moses, Nicholson, Norman, and Trent Williams, all non-participants. And then you have Ryan Grant, Maurice Harris, McClain, Anderson, all limited.
And there's a couple guys out for them already,
Jordan Reed still.
Most of those guys on both those teams are going to play.
Yeah.
I mean, Watford, I don't think is playing for the Cardinals, but the rest of those guys are really more, it's that time of year. I mean, we know Fitz is going to play.
Sure.
Fitz play one leg.
Is AP going
to
play?
I doubt it. I think he's trying to and he wants to, but that's a scary thing. You're talking about your neck and the way that he runs.
Yeah,
That scares me. I believe in the Cardinals, man. This defense, coming out of the bye week, minus not stopping the run enough against Houston and Tom Savage making some ridiculous plays, has been unbelievable. You go back 2 weeks to a loss to the Rams, 11 minutes to go in the game, the Rams have 215 yards of total offense. Last week, they gave up 204 total. I don't know what I'm going to see from this Cardinals offense.
Yeah.
Gabbert's still doing enough. Kerwin Williams.
Can't say enough.
Dude has been awesome with broken ribs, not busted ribs, broken ribs. I think they make enough plays on offense. I think this defense shuts down Washington. They're on their fifth running back. You still got Patrick Peterson that shuts down whoever you want it to be, whether it's Crowder or Dotson, whatever. Buddha's playing more man-to-man in the slot. They're doubling those guys. I don't think they're going to be able to run it on the Cardinals at all. Kirk Cousins 37 sacks on the season, which is top five most sacks given up. I think Chandler Jones has been out of his mind. Why is he not being talked about for Defensive Player of the Year, by the way? Leading the NFL in sacks, tackles for loss, and quarterback hits. I don't give a damn if you play on a winning team or not.
That's the only thing.
Dude, give me a freaking break. If he's not first-team All-Pro, Pro Bowler, and in the top five in the defensive MVP voting, it's
you
the
know
system
it won't
is
be.
Freaking broken. No, it won't be because he plays in Arizona and people are stupid.
Yep,
but
those are all true.
Please stop that he's not phenomenal. I believe in this defense. I mean, this the other thing I don't like in Washington is you got guys calling out the coach and the management without doing it. And you got defensive leaders doing it. Josh Norman, who they're paying a ton of money. DJ Swearinger, they signed a big money free agent, saying they're not prepared. They played on Thursday night. They had 10 days to get ready for the game last week and got dusted. They've been blown out in their last two losses. As bad as the Cardinals are beat up, they're trending in the opposite direction.
Yep.
Now, it's an East Coast game. It's early.
That's my,
they haven't played well.
They sure have not.
I got the Cards 23-20. I'm taking them again. I took them last week. Everybody thought I was nuts.
All right.
I just they're playing hard, man. And it's young guys stepping up and making plays like we used to see the first 3 years of BA in Arizona.
If they were at home, I would feel very confident about them winning this football game.
I agree.
I really would.
I agree.
I would feel very confident. It's that road thing, them going to the East Coast.
And the Skins play well at home.
They sure do.
It's still a tough place to go play.
I'm going to say 2017 Redskins win this football game. We will take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to get into a divisional game that has a lot of implications. Lots of implications. All right, we're back. LA Rams, Seattle Seahawks in Seattle. Seattle's a 2.5-point favorite at home. I was actually kind of surprised by that line.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Cowboys.
Exactly right. A lot of Vegas knows that a lot of money will go there. I'm going to pick the Rams to go into Seattle and win this football game. I thought about it a lot. This is one I looked at, and I thought, you know what? Seattle, they can win this game. They can do it. They're going to do it. They're at home.
Doesn't make a lot of sense.
It doesn't.
When you break it down,
they're
it doesn't
not
make
good.
A lot of sense.
No, they got so many injuries defensively, and I know they got a lot of pride on that team. I know they do. I think the LA Rams are a better football team overall, and I don't think that atmosphere is not on prime time. It's an afternoon game. It's not under the lights at night. I think LA is going to have enough. I really do. So I'm going to pick them to win that game 30-24.
I got 30-20 that the Rams go up there and win.
I go
back to the first game that Seattle won. They got handed
game.
The Rams.
That was an ugly football game.
They made mistakes they haven't made all year. It's kind of like we just talked about the Vikings going on the road last week to Carolina, and they haven't made those mistakes since. They're getting Robert Woods back. I think that's a huge lift to them. The biggest reason I don't like Seattle, Bobby Wagner and KJ Wright both went out last week and didn't come back.
Yes.
They didn't practice yesterday. I don't know if they're practicing today. Bobby Wagner's been dealing with his hamstring and playing every Sunday. Now, he played the first quarter and didn't go back in last week, which tells me
it's probably not going to play this week.
And he doesn't. He's the glue holding that whole thing together.
For sure.
Because if he's not in there, you can run it on him.
Yep.
If you run it on him, you already know you can throw it on him.
Yeah.
And this Rams' entire offense is predicated on being able to do both in the play-action game. I just don't think Seattle has enough defensively to keep up. Now we go back to Russell Wilson has to play out of his mind, and he has, but you saw last week he tries to do too much. He threw three picks, two in the first half. Aaron Donald's going to get there. He's going to get home. They got linebackers that can run. That defense is still solid. I just don't see it. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. We haven't liked the Seahawks most of the year, and they're getting worse and more banged up. I don't think they make the playoffs. I think the Rams win this, win the division, and really put a dagger in Seattle.
The regime of Seattle. Yeah, I'm with you. I don't think this is close. Next game up, the game of the week. Everybody's talking about this game because it could potentially be the AFC preview, AFC championship game. New England going on the road to play Pittsburgh. How much love does Vegas have for New England? They are 3-point favorites going into Pittsburgh after coming off a loss. Why is that? Gronkowski's coming back, and take a look at the numbers. When Tom Brady is coming off a loss, it usually ain't pretty for the team he's playing.
Nope.
I like Pittsburgh at home always. I don't like them in this game. I'm not picking Pittsburgh to win this football game. I know that they're at home. I know it's at Heinz Field, but Tom Brady had an awful game last week against Miami, and it's not going to happen again. It's going to be a high-scoring game, and the New England Patriots are going to win 33-30 final.
I got 31-27, and I agree with you 100%. Never pick against the Steelers at home in prime time. They're finally not on prime time.
Yeah, this isn't
for
prime
the first time in a month. But I was there for 9 years when we had to beat them. And even when we got home field advantage when we were the Steelers, Brady still came in and lit them up.
Yep.
It just didn't matter. I agree with you. Belichick and Brady don't lose two games in a row.
Sure don't.
They don't get embarrassed. You know how I am with superstars getting embarrassed on national TV.
Just telling you.
Bouncing back. I think it's going to be a really fun game to watch.
I agree.
I also think Belichick is the master at taking away what you do best. They're either going to be able to run it or they're going to be able to throw it, but they're not going to be able to do both.
Nope.
And that Pittsburgh defense, who I was really starting to get high on, has looked like garbage for 3 weeks. They are giving up way too much. And if you think Joe Flacco and that offense is even close to Brady in this offense
with
Gronk back, I got no problem picking the Patriots to go into Pittsburgh and win this game. I got them 31-27.
Yeah, I watched that football game, and all I could think of last week while I was watching Joe Flacco is, good God, Tom Brady is going to have himself a nice game when he gets into Heinz Field. And that was before I watched him get embarrassed by the Miami Dolphins. So now I think it's going to be even worse.
7-9 at Miami, by the way, in Brady's career.
Yeah, the Dolphins. They got a little something on the Patriots.
In Miami, they do.
Nobody
else can say that.
Doesn't mean much else because they haven't won anything. But, yeah, I guess they got that to hold on to. Tennessee going on the road to play San Francisco. This one surprised me, too. San Francisco, because of Jimmy G and what has been going on there, San Francisco favored in this game by 1.5 points. Also, Tennessee on the road, trash. Really bad.
Awful. We watched it this weekend.
Marcus Mariota, I love the kid. Nice guy, but he has been bad this season. He has not looked good. And last game was case in point. He did not look very good. This team does not look very good when they play on the road. And although San Francisco is San Francisco, Jimmy G has given this team a little life. They look a little bit better. And I haven't seen enough from Tennessee to pick them to win a road game. I know that they're playing the Niners, and the Niners haven't been very good, but I think it's going to be an ugly game. The total points is 44.5 in Vegas. I think it's going to be like 23-17 final San Francisco.
I'm taking the over and the Titans. I got the Titans 27-23. Mariota is a Heisman Trophy winner and a star. He hasn't earned star status yet, but he still is a star. And he got embarrassed.
He did.
His mama called him out for being rude in the media afterwards, which he had to come out and have a whole other press conference about.
I love his mom.
This is still a well-coached team. They still run the ball. The 49ers defense is not the Cardinals defense. Go back and look at the numbers. When I talk about this Cardinals defense and you think I'm crazy, they have been phenomenal with a bunch of injuries. This 49ers defense is not the same. You can run it on them.
Mm-hmm.
This team can go back to what they want to do, and it doesn't have to. I said last week, Mariota doesn't play well on the road. It's a loud environment. He's not a very verbal guy. Change of plays, a line of scrimmage. But now he doesn't, and that game was going to come down to him. This game doesn't have to because I think both of those guys are going to be able to run the ball. And the Jimmy G thing, I told Hype Train, we said it on the other show, Robbie G was the favorite for that game. Robbie Gould has been the guy for San Francisco the last 2 weeks.
He's my man.
I don't think that's enough to beat this Titans team. You're also not going to run it. The Cardinals had a phenomenal day running it on this Titans defense last week. Nobody's been able to do that for 2 months. I don't think the 49ers are going to be able to do that. They're going to put it on Jimmy G. I don't think there's enough there to win the game. I'm taking the Titans.
All right. The next one on the list, I got Mark Davis calling out reporters and saying that they're going to win this football game. Dallas going on the road to play Oakland, and Dallas is a 3-point favorite going on the road. The Oakland Raiders made my list of most disappointing teams of 2017. There was a lot of hype around this team. They are not a very good football team.
And I picked them to come back to earth a little bit.
Yep, we sure did.
We weren't on the hype as much as a lot of people,
everybody else was.
It's still a very disappointing team because I think we still picked them 10-6, even though we weren't picking them to go 14-2, 13-3 again, come back to earth a little bit.
Which everybody else was. But
we also picked the Cowboys to come back to earth a little bit.
And they have.
They definitely have done. I can see
either team winning this game.
I can see, yeah. I mean, if the Raiders have some of these guys back and are healthy is the question. And I love Derek Carr being a leader. Put it on my shoulders. This is all on me. This is my fault.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
That's a franchise quarterback.
For sure.
I love it. Because it's not on him.
No, absolutely not.
I still got the Cowboys winning 24-16. I can see the Raiders winning. I think it's probably a solid game. I don't think the Cowboys matched their performance last week. I mean, that was a garbage game until 5 minutes to go, and then the doors kind of blew off. But the Raiders are better than the Giants. They're okay at home. It's still a tough place to go play. Maybe it's a little closer than that. Maybe it's 24-20. I think the Cowboys get one more, and then they've got a big matchup at home against the Seahawks next week, and they think that, you know, they're still believing that they can get in. So
yeah, everybody always believes as long as they can believe. 24-20, Dallas wins this football game. Last up on the list, Monday Night Football, the Atlanta Falcons going to Tampa Bay. Another team that made my disappointing teams of 2017, the old Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That is a disaster zone in Tampa Bay. Atlanta, 6-point favorites going into Tampa Bay. Atlanta, a team that we've been pretty critical of, has had some pretty good weeks over the last few weeks. So look at some numbers coming into this. They've come around this back half of the season and looked a lot better. And this is not going to be the game where they don't look better. Tampa Bay is not an intimidating environment. This is not a good football team. Dirk Cutter, you got Jameis Winston with sexual groping assault stuff going on. It's just it's not pretty anywhere. Their defense has been really bad. I am going to say 27-20 Atlanta.
I got 30-23. I'm on board with all of that. And the biggest reason is Bucs pass defense is god awful.
So bad. Big week for Matt Ryan.
And coming off a couple not great performances by Matt Ryan.
Yep.
I think he bounces back. I think maybe Julio doesn't really go off, although I think they're going to force feed him. I think Sanu does. I think Freeman and Coleman out of the backfield. I just think they have too much.
They're all must-starts in fantasy this week.
Yeah, I mean, Jameis has actually played pretty well since coming back.
Yeah.
And that they kind of look like what you thought you may see from them, but they're still not getting any wins. I don't think they have enough. I think that whole thing could be getting blown up as well. That franchise, they kind of rolled the dice and went this direction, and it has not looked good. I mean, Jameis is on the verge of being called a bust. Him and Mariota both after phenomenal years, and you thought they were both going to bounce back and be superstars this year. Jameis had the injury. I think people are giving him another year or two. Mariota deserves another year before anybody's calling him anything. But he's got a lot of growing up to do in the offseason. He needs to learn how to be a vocal leader on that team, which is not really his personality.
Yep.
Going back to this game, I think the Falcons get it done.
Yeah. The whole situation, you always know things are not good in Tampa Bay when John Gruden's name's being mentioned, because that's what happens every single year. If the team is not doing well, John Gruden gonna take over, gonna come back, gonna fix the team.
I think there might be some truth to it this year. I don't think he's trying to do another Hooters and Corona commercial here. I think this is he's looking at it. I don't think he wants to move. He loves living there.
Yeah.
I think that's the one thing. But I think there's some
smoke, some fire.
There's a little bit going on.
Yeah, and I love it. I want John Gruden back coaching so bad. I need John the coach. I need him back.
It's been a while, man.
Yeah. Not that I don't love him on Monday Night Football, because I do. I love Gruden grinders. I love everything he's doing, but I need John the coach back. I think he's home. I like watch his mannerisms. I'm like, dude, you got to coach. You got
to
be out there.
I don't think it makes a difference whatsoever if he does or doesn't, and what they're going to have to give up to get him could be insane.
Yeah.
And look even worse than what's going on now. But I agree with you. It's better for the league if he's in there coaching.
100%. Sorry, ESPN. Ripping all that talent out of Bristol. Hype Train, you got anything?
I do have a parting thought. It's more of a question here. And I'm not trying to call anybody out. I'm just legitimately curious.
Okay.
Jake, what's with the shoe choice today, man? I just want to know more about what shoes you're wearing today.
I have an event tonight for CASA, for our family foundation, some award stuff, and I have to go up and speak. And I'm wearing Louis Vuitton loafers that my wife bought me for Christmas a couple years ago.
They're good. That's why I wanted to ask about them. They're cool looking. That's why I was asking.
They match the vest that I have on.
They do match the vest.
They don't see it. Yeah.
I love that Chris just tried to call out Jake, and Jake said, "I'm going to speak at a charity."
No, I wasn't calling him out. I was legitimately
curious. And I'm wearing
curious.
Louis Vuitton loafers.
By the way, if you're going to call somebody out for their shoe choice, you can't see your socks coming out of your chucks while you're wearing shorts, bro.
First of all, it was not calling Jake out. I was legitimately curious about the shoes.
Yeah, legitimately curious.
I got a good Christmas present a couple years ago. I'm not going to complain.
I'll make sure that Andrea picks you up some Louis Vuitton loafers so you can up that style game over there.
Or just push the socks down a little bit farther.
Vans
and Converse both make their own socks so you can't see them.
We'll figure something out.
Maybe I'll bring you some of those instead of lunch for the
bet.
There we go.
We got a little stocking stuffer action going on for Hype Train. You see how I'm crowdfunding you presents? You see what's going on here? I'm going to start a GoFundMe to get you some Louis Vuitton shoes. He wants to kill me right now. Jake, you got any parting thoughts?
I think we're going to get a nice, clear playoff picture by the end of the weekend, or a clearer playoff picture. I think the last couple weeks are going to be awesome. I love that nobody's running away with both. Maybe the AFC by the time this weekend's over.
NFC's wide open.
Yeah.
Wide open.
I mean, if the Packers go in there and win,
it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, we're start getting a feeling of it. Maybe it's not a clear picture, but I think you're going to start seeing some teams start separating themselves. I'm just excited to watch. Thank God there's football on Saturday again.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to doing this when we're talking playoffs so we can really break down some games. I think that's going to be a lot of fun. But Hype Train, have you created a Hype Train Twitter account yet?
No, I'm actually resigning from the show. Effective immediately.
All right. Well, Hype Train currently doesn't have a Twitter account for you guys to follow yet, but you can follow Jake at Jake B. Arians. You can follow me at @_sports_page, and you can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes by searching the sports page. But for Jake Arians and Hype Train, I'm Paige DeMacos. Thank you for listening to the sports page.